Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. As most everyone knows, obesity is a rising healthcare concern in this country. With over 65% of adults either overweight or obese, it's obvious that there are some unhealthy food choices taking part, shall we say, in individuals' lives, probably in combination of not enough exercise. Well, a recent study has shed some light on the reasons that lean people stay lean and reasons that overweight people gain weight. So I thought I would share some of these results with you because it might help you stay lean as you age, or if you are carrying a little bit of weight, give you some ideas of what you might change in your lifestyle that would help you lose that weight. And really the bottom line with weight loss, or the reason to not gain weight, is to stay healthy, right? Because when you've got a little extra weight, especially in the midsection, it increases your risk for diabetes and high blood pressure and certain cancers. I mean, really, this whole list of health issues become more apparent when you carry weight. Okay, some of these discoveries, if you will, from this particular study aren't going to shock you, but it is good to sort of lay them out there. The researchers found that people who were overweight ate more fat in their diet. That might not seem so surprising, but extra calories actually can come from anywhere, and there was a more dominant intake of fatty foods. Specifically, fatty foods, as in foods that were fried, more fatty condiments like mayonnaise and salad dressing were used a little more heavily, and more fatty meats. So instead of having more fish and poultry or poultry breast meat, there was more fatty red meat, more of the fatty luncheon meats, and more of the fatty processed meats like bacon and sausage. Another interesting finding in this study is the overweight people were consuming fewer grains and therefore had less fiber. That may or may not be a connection with their having excess weight, but it was an interesting finding because it does sort of correlate with studies in the past of people who are lean. They tend to have more of a vegetarian approach to their eating and not so much meat. Another couple of, let's say, interesting pieces about this study with the overweight people is that, you know, you might think that there is a consumption of thousands of extra calories. And actually, they were only taking in a couple hundred extra calories from the people who were leaner. Isn't that kind of interesting? It wasn't hundreds and hundreds of extra calories. But you got to play that out over a whole year, that if you've got just 200 extra calories a day above what your body is going to use and burn, by the end of the year, you will gain 20 pounds. So it doesn't take a lot extra in calories to see weight go up. So 200 calories, that's 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise. That's 2 tablespoons of butter. How easy is it to do that? That's 2 tablespoons of olive oil that you might use to dunk some bread in before you even have dinner. So keep that in mind. Just 200 extra calories a day is 20 pounds gained at the end of 1 year. Now, on the other hand, what did the researchers learn from people who were lean and stayed lean as they aged? Well, as you might suspect, they had very, very small servings of meat or protein. They had many more meatless meals, and they had a much higher intake of high-fiber grains. So when I say high-fiber grains, that includes brown and wild rice, multigrain and whole wheat pasta. It includes high-fiber or whole-grain cereals like Total, Wheaties, oatmeal, and the same for breads like a multigrain or whole wheat bread like multigrain English muffins, whole wheat slices of bread. So they had much more of a vegetarian focus. And interestingly, they had more servings of fruit. Nothing was said about vegetables, but specifically they had many more servings of fruit than the people who were overweight. So there's usually no mystery as to why people gain weight. A look at your diet usually will hold some answers. We can learn a lot checking into people, into their habits, and looking at people who are lean and stay healthy. We know they have smaller portions. We know they eat less meat. They have fewer fatty foods overall in their diet, more high fiber grains. That is a tendency to more vegetarian meals. Like they might have a bean soup or pasta with a marinara sauce versus pasta with a really fatty hamburger-based sauce. And they have many, many more servings of fruit. The average serving of fruit in this country is one serving. More servings of fruit is 4 and 5 servings of fruits a day. So just think about that as now currently as you're trying to lose some weight perhaps, or also as you age, what might you do to put yourself in a position to continue with your lean weight? Or what might you change, just little changes, to see your weight slowly go down? Remember, just 200 calories saved a day is 20 pounds lost at the end of a year. Okay, that can be the difference between you being on your blood pressure medicine or going off, or being on your diabetes medication or being able to go off of it. Little changes make a difference. Well, that is it for today. Just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said.